Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his...
Right. Yeah, there's definitely the motive trying to sell you those tires. You went online looking for tires.
The very
the
idea.
You know, you're seeing tire ads pop up. And you know what? Let's go ahead and get creeped out. The fact that that advertisers know you're looking for tires. Those advertisers have no idea who you are.
Right.
But let's make sure we understand the motive. The motive is to sell you those tires because you were looking at tires. And when I ask Americans, so would you rather pay for Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube? Would you rather pay for it so that advertisers won't pay? The answer is overwhelmingly no.
Yeah.
So you might be creeped out about it, but most people will be freaked out about the idea that they have pay $2 or $4 or $10 a month for services that are free today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not look at ulterior motives, Jim. This is somebody trying to sell you some tires.
Mm-hmm. Well, but as you know, the big companies don't help themselves when they do allow some of the stuff that they do to get out of hand a little bit, like some of the stuff that's been going on recently with Google and of course with Facebook and Amazon. I mean, they've allowed themselves to wander into the spotlight in a bad way themselves, which doesn't contribute to which contributes to more regulatory inclinations. What do you think?
Tell me about it, Jim. My life has sure changed in the last 2 years. This tech backlash, or as we call it, tech lash for short, keeps me up all night. And every day I'm trying to find ways for the companies to be more responsible with the data we trust them with.
And maybe find out how to install some and come up with what other people call digital ethics. I think that's where the deficiency
is. That's for sure.
Is. And
and sometimes I think of it as analog ethics, to pick up a line from your great book, The Third Ingredient, because it's really going to take an analog human being to bring ethics to this platform.
We're the ones who have to create it. The machines aren't going to do it. A computer struggles mightily with concepts, as Kathy O'Neill said. 20 Till, right back with Steve Del Bianco. We're going to talk about some antitrust issues that might be popping up his head recently. And I'm kind of torn about this discussion. 20 Till, stay with us. Right back with Steve Del Bianco.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.